Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The Cowboys have made it official, posting on social media. They've agreed to terms to acquire receiver George Pickens and a 2026 sixth-round pick from the Steelers in exchange for a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. SI's Albert Breer says no new deal negotiated as part of the trade. Pickens is entering the final year of his rookie deal. Phillies took the opener of their series at the Rays 8-4. They got home runs from Kyle Schwarber, Alec Bohm, his first since September 20th of last season, and Nick Castellanos, Zach Wheeler, 7 innings, 2 runs, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds, specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older. Must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Weather brought to you by Visit Delco. Partly sunny, pleasant, high 75. It's currently 64. Delco is a lot. A lot of awesome sports bars and restaurants, a lot of music and arts, and a lot of parks and trails. Online at visitdelco.com. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
James.
I mean, you said, let's get it on, yeah, on the radio. You know, what am I supposed to do?
Sometimes you're a little randy. What a great song.
Just a great song.
It's just... I still think it's weird. Speaking of songs that you can get down to... I okay. still think it's really weird, For those that are young, you might not know this name, that the father from Growing Pains, Robin Thicke, would listen to Alan Thicke, admit it. This is before he died, of course, that he would listen to the songs of his son, Robin Thicke, when Alan Thicke was...
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, that's
on.
Just not okay.
Weird. You just ruined that whole song that I was enjoying and listening to, and all of a sudden it got creepy.
John, do you think Lionel Richie plays Lionel Richie for his...
conquests?
That's one way of putting it. That's a little strong, but yeah.
Hello, the
women that he welcomes into his...
tell me how to win your heart. Look, he's singing that.
Yeah.
Man, he does have a lot of amazing songs. You go voice. Back to the Commodores and everything.
Incredible.
He's writing all that stuff.
I just sent James the live version of Kenny Rogers and Lionel Richie, who wrote the song Lady.
Mm-hmm.
James, is it not amazing?
It's a great song.
It's one of the most amazing duets
I've
ever
song.
Heard.
It's just a weird dynamic. Would you play your own song?
No.
And then how would the gal
Let me put it this way. Yes. I'd play my own song before I play my child's song. Right. That's for damn sure.
Yes, that's
exactly.
True.
Much more fitting.
All right, so interesting trade Rhea had there in the update. George Pickens of the Cowboys. Pickens. So, odd trade. Obviously makes Dallas better for this upcoming season. I mean, they have two now outstanding wide receivers.
Is Amari Cooper still out there? Is Amari Cooper still available?
Yes.
Well, we got
he's
Jahan
fallen
Dotson.
Off. Yeah,
he
yeah,
has. But is he better than Jahan Dotson?
He's got to be early 30s.
New number two, Jahan Dotson.
Number three.
What do you mean
he
number
is 30.
Two?
Dotson's our three. Yeah.
I know, but he's number two now.
Oh, the uniform number. okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, he's our number
the
three.
The Eagles
wide
are
receiver.
Not going
to
sign a third receiver.
To number two.
No, there's too many
Amari
financial
Cooper
issues.
Is out there.
I'll be stunned.
If you get potentially a guy like Amari Cooper on a prove it type deal, if he's out there and he wants to win.
Yeah, but you got to remember this. Hurt struggles enough
like
to
Amari
get to
Cooper.
Receiver two, let alone find receiver three.
I don't like Amari.
See what I just did,
Devin?
I do. See what I just did? See what you did there.
That's part of why the third receiver is a blocking position for the Eagles.
I think he's
Seltzer,
very
is that
talented.
Dirty?
I'm just ignoring you.
I mean, a third receiver. You got to scan one, two.
I'm going to talk to Bill on this
Is Saquon going to have more than like 30 catches this year? How many catches did he end up with? I got Saquon Barkley. Can't even get him the ball. Now, Jalen obviously got better as the season went on. But I will say, I do think they do build their team in part based on the fact he does not exactly, you know, rip through the progressions. I mean, that is true. I'm poking fun a little bit. Really more at John, not at Jalen. But you know, if I were the Eagles, I would not pay good money for third receiver. I think it would be foolish, to be quite candid. I really do.
The receivers in
the
NFC East now are it's a
good group.
Class.
It's a good group. It really is. It is. By the way, an interesting thing. So you might say, well, what the heck are the Steelers doing? And I don't know. Because they don't even have a, you know, I mean, they got Metcalf, but they don't have a quarterback right now.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
But here's an interesting report.
Problem.
Yeah, here's an interesting report from Mike Florio. This goes back to last week, and he might really be onto something. I'm going to read right from Florio because everyone's wondering, is Rodgers signing there or not? Listen to what Florio wrote a couple days ago. If Rodgers if he signs, before the schedule is released on May 14th, which is coming up in a week, the league will know it's getting a marquee team and a marquee quarterback for a slew of standalone primetime games. If he waits, maybe the schedule won't have as many primetime appearances for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Makes a lot of sense.
So the Steelers are saying we don't want to be at primetime games?
Well, it could be Aaron Rodgers is saying. You know, so here's the thing. Would the Steelers be in cahoots with Rodgers on this?
Aaron Rodgers not wanting the spotlight? Oh, that sounds...
Yeah, but I'll say this, James. If you remember, when he went to the Jets that first year, and he got injured right away, but part of what made it a disaster for all of us as viewers with him getting injured...
Yeah, it was all the national games.
They had four of the first six.
But you think Aaron Rodgers cares about the viewing audience?
I would say it hurts your team's chances. Aaron Rodgers may want to prioritize winning instead of playing on a Monday night. I mean, it's a quick turnaround every time you do that. I'm just saying. I think it's an interesting theory.
Aaron Rodgers is about himself.
Yeah, I could see I could see Rodgers doing this for himself, though. I get what you're saying. You're saying spotlight. I get it. Yeah. But also there's the argument that it does create an easier schedule, you know, rhythmically. So, and think of it this way. It is strange that there hasn't been resolution. I mean, John, the draft has come and gone. There's nothing now. There's no
I don't think it's strange at all. I remember Brett Favre coming back six times from retirement, and he ate up the attention.
But Rodgers hasn't retired.
I think Rodgers is waiting for everyone to be paying attention to him.
Who loves the spotlight, and he just wants people to pay attention.
I think Florio's trying too hard. I think the point is Aaron Rodgers wanted to wait till all this stuff was done, and they can be like, I signed. Look at me, Aaron Rodgers. I'm a Steeler now.
The whole Newsweek
will be about Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers. But if he did it before the draft, if he did it before free agency, we're not talking about it.
You guys might be right.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. TJ Husmanzadeh. So we get him on the show, John?
That was TJ Husmanzadeh.
Devin, should we get him on the show? I now got his phone number.
Horrendously mishandling his name.
Can we hear it again, James? How was it said a couple weeks
ago? That was TJ Husmanzadeh. It's so bad.
It is a crazy name.
It would be fun to get him on. Well, maybe in the coming days.
They did do a commercial with him.
Oh, I've been made aware. Oh, there's apparently a whole commercial about
who's your mama
who can't say his name.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, let's talk to Chuck in Cherry Hill. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, crew.
Hey, Chuck.
Just a quick thing on AI, and I'm going to try to make this bland enough not to even attempt to sound like a commercial.
Yep.
So our company does revenue cycle work, so we get quantified and measured on best liquidity and best customer service, which we've won for 40 years. Chad introduces AI and improves it. We were previously beating scoring models with our own little system we were using. Chad says that AI will beat this. I said it's not possible, and it beat it by a lot. It's unstoppable. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, it can replace whomever, whenever it wants. It's scary how good it is. It's, you can't believe what it can pull out. I mean, we had all the numbers.
And it's in its infancy.
It is.
You know? I mean, it just gets stronger and computing power is stronger and stronger and multiplies and all that.
Chuck, I'm kind of at the point where I'm kind of at the point where I'm happy I'm going to be dead in the next 50 years. Like, I don't know.
I can arrange for that to be sooner.
Yeah, like 300 years from now, do you want to be around? I don't know, man.
I project my grandkids in 25 years from now. I hope it's all, you know, peachy and rosy, but... Boy, you look at some indicators.
So, Chuck, let's just drill down, though, on this issue with NBC. If you're NBC, are they dirty for using this guy whose voice died, or would you do it if you're NBC?
Boy, you go back and forth on that one. Let's go baseball real quick. I don't want to run out of time.
Sure.
I'm going to let you groom, and I'm going to play AI, and I'm going to let you groom the numbers. Here we go. Buckle up. You ready to go, Joe?
I guess I have to be.
No, you're ready. Phillies offensively are ranked 10th at 477. Is that going to improve, stay the same, or get worse?
477 and what?
I'm sorry, 4.77
Runs per game?
We're talking about.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I would say it's going to be about the same, would be my guess.
Okay, I'm neutral too. Pitching, anybody can chime in. Pitching, they're 15th right now at 3.
It's going to improve. Starting pitching is going to remain excellent. Bullpen will get better.
Absolutely, we agree. Defensively, they're 29th in DRS.
I don't expect that to get better.
I'll give it a little bit of improvement.
But
they're not going to be good.
Why is it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm going to get much better.
That's 29.
Yeah, they can get a little better, but they're not going to become good.
Yeah, they're going to be bottom five in defense.
Right. Not about bottom five, but bottom two.
I don't know if it's that bad.
Well, they're bottom two. I mean,
And run differential, the leaders are at 60. We just broke the teams. We're like at 14. We're not even close to the run differential guys at 60.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If that bullpen pitches better, which I expect that it will, then that thing's going to shoot up.
James made a point earlier. I want to chime in on when he talked about OPS. So here's what our research of the last 25 years. You can't go beyond 25. Game changes
Chuck,
too much.
Are you AI? I think you may be AI with this information.
I wish. Thank you. I wish. All right, here we go.
What?
To James' point about OPS, when it's all said and done, the number six offense, which I did say about 3 weeks ago, beats the number eighth ranked pitching. So when you look at right now, when you look at the Mets in Detroit in number one pitching, or Texas number four, Texas has no chance to win a World Series.
Well, they got a chance, but your point is you'd rather be a good hitting team. All right. Chuck, give me an answer, my man, for a scene with an animal.
I'm sorry. I had answers, and they're all taken.
All right, buddy.
But I'm sorry. I'll get you tomorrow now.
Chuck, all good, pal. Thank you for the call and the insight. That was interesting.
Thanks, Chuck.
A little dense, but it was interesting.
A little dense.
I mean,
it's hard to turn those numbers into, you know, compelling radio.
So what he's saying offense is more important than pitching, right?
Yeah.
To sum it up.
Well, I need that. See, that's the thing. It's like if I'm the teacher and someone hands me a term paper, give me the thesis at the top. What's the point?
The eighth place offense beat the sixth place defense.
And his point is good offense is better than good pitching.
In this case.
Yes, that's his opinion. Was. And you know, okay. Let's go to Jeff right now. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, how are you guys?
Good, pal.
Awesome, Jeff.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what happened with the Flyers in the lottery because they had number four and now they're number six.
They had bad luck.
They got jumped.
Very bad luck.
They got jumped. Like a guy walking down the street, like Bruce Wayne's parents. They got
but
jumped.
But the Sixers can do the opposite. They can have good luck.
I was thinking, you know, like
Sixers
actual
and
jumping.
Good luck. That's what I associate with them.
I know.
So, Jeff, you get it? They went from four to five to six. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Ticks you off. I know. Ticks me off, too.
Yeah.
We have a 10.5% chance to land Cooper Flagg in the NBA draft.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, give me an answer, pal. give me a scene with an animal.
Oh, this is the best. The dog in Mad Max, when he has the bone in his mouth, it's tied to a shotgun pointing at that guy's head. And then he sees a rabbit outside the car.
All right, Mad Max. We're going old school right there with Mad Max. All right, let's listen to Jordan Mulata. So he said a couple interesting things recently on WIP. And by the way, being with him at the BG Live event two nights ago, fascinating guy. I mean, funny, insightful, just seems like a wonderful person. And obviously he's been a tremendous Eagle. Hmm. And is one of the more, if not the most unique story ever of an athlete through here.
Yeah, NFL history. I mean,
I meant Philadelphia sports.
I know
history.
You did. I'm saying maybe in NFL history
maybe.
As well.
I mean, the guy never played football until the Eagles drafted him, and then he started playing football. Wild.
Antonio Gates is really
weird. He was
weird
a basketball
like
player.
He was
right?
a basketball player at Kent State.
But this
yeah.
is about this is as strange as it gets. A guy who didn't play up until right before he played, and when he started playing was the NFL.
And a position that's all about technique and all like tight end. All right, you got to block, but go catch the ball, go jump over people. This is like learn how to kick out, learn about leverage, learn
Basically sat out 2 years, then played I guess a little in 2020, and then became a full starter in 2021. Is my recollection. Anyway, Mulata on with Spike, Ike, and Jack. I think this goes back to last week, and he had a very interesting answer about his mindset approaching the new season. And I like the way he's presenting this. It's a different way to go about trying to defend the title. It's actually not about defending the title.
Yeah, I'm already ready. Like, we're all excited to be back. But for myself personally, I don't view it as seeing it as defending champions. Last year was last year. Last season was last season. That's done. Right? I think that's part of this, what they call the Super Bowl hangover, is with the pressure of feeling like we have to defend the title. And I was honest with Sirianni. I went up to him a couple of weeks before OTAs, and I told him where I was at. And the fact is like, this is a whole new team. There's whole new faces. We should be dealing with this how we dealt in 23. Move on. The quicker we can move on, the better, because it's a whole new team. It's a new goal. What's the goal this year? Win the championship. That's just it for me. Again, I try to keep it as simple as possible, but I've already moved on.
You know, I don't know if these things matter, but I think they do a bit. And I just like this idea. Like, he's not saying let's defend. He's saying let's win. It's, you know, and like, it resonates with me. John, I don't know if it matters. I don't know if it matters.
Well,
but it
like
sounds wise
active,
to me. Sounds wise.
I like being more aggressive like that.
I also love that he took it to
part of the plan.
Took it
I
to
do
Nick.
Think the organization always is, I don't know, so far ahead of schedule. You know, the way that they re-sign guys, the way that they get ahead of concepts. I'm positive that the Eagles organization, they set expectations so well, not just with the fan base, but I think with the players within that building. They talk about these things. They're open. Hey, guys, this is how we continue to grow and improve as a team, as an organization. This is the best way to attack, you know, just growth. They talk about the 1% thing. It really does penetrate and perpetuate itself when you've got guys who really buy in. And now,
but also have their own theories, their own thoughts. I mean, he went to Nick with it. And I'm impressed with him on a leadership front in that, because we talk about leadership. This is a form of leadership. He's saying something that
growing.
He thinks can be a good message for the team, and he's going to the coach saying, this is how I think we should handle it. I really respect that.
Well, the guys respect him so much. It is amazing what he's been able to do, you know, his story and everything else.
That's incredible.
But man, the leadership. We talk a lot about the transfer of leadership from one year to the next. We've talked a lot about the four. Nick has talked about the four main guys.
They're down to one.
The pillars.
Yeah.
Lane Johnson is the only one who remains, but Jordan Mailata sort of, you know, moved his way in and became one of those Parthenon pillars next to Lane.
Did you get interaction with him, Devin, as a sideline reporter? Have you had access that gives you? Because I was really impressed with him the other night.
He quickly became one of my favorite, like, not to play favorites, but just someone who, you know, no matter what, is going to give you a really thoughtful, insightful answer, but also be funny about it and add light to it. And even, you know, switching really quickly from football to the Phillies, I had this thought where I'm like, every locker room needs a Jordan Mailata. And the Phillies don't have a Jordan Mailata, or at least not one that I can, you know, point out. Because he is truly one of a kind, just both of in his leadership, in what he brings on the field and off the field, and in the levity that he brings to the locker room, right? And I think that that's really important. I thought it was really interesting, that answer, too, that he brought up 2023, the same approach where, you know, they ended the season horribly in a complete collapse, and they wanted to move on. And to bring that same mindset after winning the Super Bowl, like, okay, we won, but time to, you know, clean slate, totally new season. I think that's the way to go to avoid a collapse again, to avoid that Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, I thought it was really wise. I mean, again, I don't know if it really matters, but just these little incremental things where you try to find an advantage, and if they can, if attacking instead of defending helps them psychologically win this next Super Bowl because they're trying to win it instead of defend it, I think it's interesting. More, because Mailata continued on.
I've already moved on. Now!
Yeah.
We still got to get that ring ceremony out of the way before we can
officially move on. Yeah.
Listen.
Like, you know, that's like the last chapter in the book, but my approach is, you know, when we lost that one in 22 and 23, you know, the 2023 one, like, you know, we had to move on right away.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we know how to deal with adversity, how do we deal with success?
I'm impressed. I mean, we're very lucky, I think, as a sports community to have that guy as one of the main dudes. He's really something. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot more up ahead. We're coming heavy on the phones next on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you've made a decision. It's time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've talked to your doctor, you got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you. Because what you might not know is that attending physical therapy before you have your replacement surgery can significantly impact your recovery and movement post-surgery. I know someone who just went through this a couple months ago. They are walking amazing. They're in physical therapy. They're doing fantastic. What NovaCare will help you with is they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management because your joint replacement needs are so very unique. NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan to get you feeling strong and back to the things you love. It's not a decision that you came to lightly, so rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. Choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life, and to learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to just schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations. Go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
And Strom, the 3-2 again. Strike three called, got him looking on the inside corner, and that is the ball game. Good start to the series. Three homers en route to the win as the Phillies beat the Rays 8-4.
All right, so the Phils win in the spring training park. Yeah, this was the song, by the way.
Oh, God.
That apparently Alan Thicke was getting down to. I mean, John, that's weird.
Especially because you could just listen to the original song that he stole it from anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to Marvin Gaye, Gotta Give It Up.
You know? Or just something else. I mean, not your son.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And why say it?
Like that's another good point. Right, Rhea? That's hanky.
It's very hanky. That's a good word for it.
That is hanky.
That
hanky,
word was made for something like that.
Exactly.
Also
right.
Hasn't been said in like 50 years, probably.
Yeah.
No, Glenn Macnell's a big fan of that word.
Really?
That jives.
It's like how Ben Davis, now totally different genre of talk, but Ben still refers to eating dinner as supper.
I love that.
Or the early dinner.
Yes.
Supper. I like it too. All right, so I've been thinking about this thing, me versus Fritz in baseball. I will officially put out there that I accept the physical challenge.
Ooh,
I accept the terms. So the terms, as stated, of 3 out of 10 would be a push getting on base. 4 out of 10, I win. 2 out of 10, he wins. I think that's fair. I accept it. He gets to bring the 8 defenders. Obviously, we got to figure out who the umpire is. We'll get, you know, some kind of legit ump situation. Can't, you know, pay the ump money.
So
to...
not Herb in the Northeast, because that's what they were pushing for. No. The afternoon show wants Herb.
Well, that's not going to happen. Okay, so... I accept the terms.
Very strong rebuttal of that right there.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but that's not on the table. So I accept the terms. So, you know, I still got to get in better shape because I have to be able to run to first base. If you remember, that's how I pulled the groin in the first place.
Oh, my God.
Running to first base.
Oh, real quick, good point. What do we do? Like, what if you injure yourself during the competition? Like, you lose, right?
Correct. I'm not
like,
ready.
That's not a, I got hurt. I guess this doesn't count.
I'm not ready to answer that yet. Listen, I'm going to be very precise every step of the way. Like, we got to
decide. That's why I brought this
one-on-one
up.
One-on-one basketball.
You're an exactus.
Is it make it, take it, or not? We got to figure that out. We got things to figure out.
You're going to be so annoying.
I'm trying to win. Let's go to the phones. But someone let Fritz know I accept. I'm in. Let's go to Mike calling from the Big Easy. Is that true, Mike, where the Eagles won a Super Bowl?
Correct.
Good man.
You are exactly correct. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Are people still partying in the streets?
I know I am.
So good stuff.
I don't
stuff,
know
man.
If that's people singularly, but I just wanted to call about the AI stuff.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
You mentioned how scary it is about when bad people know how to use it.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say I work in the law enforcement field in this area, and they're already using it for bad stuff.
No.
So it's very scary how much they can trick people with it. And it's good at capturing the bad parts of the AI capabilities that it could be used for. So be wary of who you talk to because it's probably going to be used against you.
Wow.
This is horrendous. I worry all the time about, you know, like my mom with AI. She's 83. Like, how is she going to be clued into the intricacies, you know, what to look out for? It's just such a mess.
It's not good. And I don't know how you slow it down. It in many ways, Mike, it reminds me of the development of nuclear war heads and, you know, nuclear bombs. Like the concept of once you have them, there's really kind of no going back.
And can't put the genie like back in the bottle, yeah, as they say.
I feel like this is the biggest threat to the whole humanity thing since the bomb was developed, you know, about 75 years ago.
I only have one word to say, movie-wise, War Games. Y'all remember that movie, right?
Sure. Yeah, we sure do. Sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's another way to put it, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Mike, give me a big answer, man. What from a movie or a show had a great scene with an animal?
So I have two, so I'm hoping the first one wasn't taken.
Okay.
How about when the Never-Ending Story, when Atreyu is watching his horse die in the swamps?
You got it.
Had
not been said. Mike, we'll put you down for that, man. Appreciate the call. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, let's all go on the record ourselves. How do you view this Philly season? Rhea, are you more glass half full or glass half empty?
Half empty.
James?
I've been going back and forth. I'll say full today. I'm more half full today.
If they lost last night, would you have been more empty?
I don't know. Like, again, it's been a week-to-week thing. This week, I'm more full.
Okay, I'm full, and I've been full for most of the season, if not the whole season. Like, even when they were down and I was particularly frustrated, I still was pretty confident they would bounce back. I mean, they just have too much pitching to be lame, in my opinion. Devin, glass half full or empty for you?
Full.
Richie?
Yeah, full. We're in striking distance, and that's all we have to be right now. I expect us to improve. I expect Dombrowski to add. But, yeah, we're okay for right now.
What percentage you're, the happy sort?
Yeah.
Full.
What percentage?
40.
61%. I'm surprised on this one. I would have been with you. Look, I guess the win last night, if we did this poll the day after a loss,
it
probably would have been 46 the other way.
You did it after Sunday's loss, it would have been different.
Probably. Really after any loss, I think. I mean, it's just, people are very quick triggered to be reactionary in a
and you're allowed to
of course
be.
You are,
but also I do think that the playoff,
let me be clear, I'm not criticizing people that are, but I'm trying to get at a reasonable assessment of what we have, and I do think at times I think people have been unreasonable,
but I also think that there is the last couple postseasons hanging up, but you can't disassociate that. You can't just look at this team and be like, well, they're playing good baseball, so half full. It's like, yeah, they're playing good baseball, but will they win in October still has to hang over everything.
I know. But I also, and this is where I look at this a little different, I think, than some. I know even if they're great, they still only have probably a 10 to 15% chance to win the World Series. I mean, you lose more often than not in the postseason. That's what happens. Now, I know people don't want to hear that, but that's what happens. Other poll question. Is an NBA team going to sign Ben Simmons? His deal is finally up. By the way, he made like what? 150 or something?
Oh, God.
I mean, think about that.
I don't know. I mean, don't think about that. That's disgusting.
All right, so John, will he get a new contract? How do you think people vote it?
90% say no.
64% say no.
Come on. Why so kind?
He probably will get a contract.
I mean, he just played in the
I would have voted
season.
Yes.
He is better than some of the 15th, 14th, 13th players on rosters. I mean, he is better than those guys.
Yeah.
The question is, will a team take on the pain in the ass thing? I got to babysit this guy. I got to be careful what I say around him. You know, like that's, how's he going to fit in the locker room? He's a lame-o.
The combination of speed and size.
Yeah.
He
still does that stuff, John.
He still
defends. He still rebounds. He still passes.
Yeah.
He's just gotten more and more wussy as time's gone on. He has. He's more afraid
more and
to
more
shoot.
More fearful.
Yeah. I mean, just
wow.
It's crazy. Let's talk to Logan in Delaware. What's going on, Logan?
What's up, everybody? How you guys doing?
Doing great, Logan.
Good. Man, Devin, I feel for you. I'm so glad that none of this, you know, foot in my mouth, embarrassing things I've said are on radio forever to be played over and over.
Oh, thank you.
She had a career worth of them today.
I'm sadly very used to it, so it doesn't faze me. I'm just happy to entertain.
And Joe, I haven't heard someone called a butthead in forever, man. That was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Thank you.
No, but I'm glass half full on the Phillies personally. I feel like for two main reasons, like we're saying, the starting pitching for one is, I mean, I feel like the best it's been since 2011. But also, you know, if you are feeling down on where they're at right now, I mean, I feel like I expect them to just play better, and we're also not that far out of it. You know, it's not like we're below 500. or anything like that. So I feel like that's something you could view as a positive is I expect it to get better, and yet we're still at where we're at in the standings. So I agree with that
entirely, Logan. By the way, I'm not sold on the Mets being some incredible baseball team that's going to win 100 games. I mean, they're very good. There's no question about that. But, you know, I don't view the Mets the way I viewed the Braves earlier this decade in the division as exceedingly likely to win it. I mean, the Mets are certainly beatable.
So you expect to win it? You expect the
That's
Phillies
a good question.
To win it?
I think the Phillies have a better chance to win the division than the Mets, yeah.
We're two games behind them.
Yeah, I do. I do believe that.
Mets have a 3-0, you know, lead on the tiebreaker. They do, though.
Okay, but
so you're technically three games behind them right now.
That's fine.
I'm just pointing that out.
No, that's fair. Yeah. Look, if you ask me who I think is more likely to win the division, I would say the Phillies. I do. Yeah, just got Taiwan back. He'll settle in. They're going to have all this pitching depth as time goes on with the minor leaguers.
By the Ranger? Time
Harper's going to play better.
You said they just got Taiwan back.
Ranger,
and he'll settle
sorry,
in.
Ranger.
By the end of the season, when we've got eight starting pitchers that we're trying to decide which three to move to the bullpen.
Taiwan doesn't count.
It'll feel pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And when the offense is clicking,
if Taiwan doesn't count, it's six.
No, Painter and Abel.
Oh, you're counting Abel?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think
they're
you
not
going to
bring.
Why not?
Like they might bring him up, but like you can't.
So I understand. In October, you're going to give me some scrub reliever on the roster.
I'm just saying you can't count Abel as a lock. Is what I'm saying.
I'm like, not saying
I don't think Abel would count as
an
eight starting pitcher. Like Taiwan would start in the playoffs before Abel, most likely.
No.
In the bullpen.
But you said eight starting pitchers.
But John's understanding they're not all going to start in the playoffs. The point is when you have that many pitchers and you can move them into.
I think
McAbel's
more likely to not be on the Phillies by the trade deadline than helping in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a lot of options.
A lot of good problems because of all the talent we've got.
I'm with you. Logan, give me an answer for a great scene with an animal.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, I got a list just in case some have been said, because sure. I didn't catch all of them.
Yep.
But my top is the deer in the car and Tommy Boy.
Has not been said. You got it, my man. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And with that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. Without Andy, there would be no Time's Yours. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I definitely think Ben Simmons will get another contract in the NBA. I mean, there's always one team in a league that's dumb enough to take someone like that. So welcome back to Philadelphia, Ben Simmons.
Could you imagine?
Instead of this stupid competition, couldn't you just eat? He's the bigger dork. That way you can both be winners.
Hey, what about a dork?
You said the competition should be who's a bigger dork. That way you can both be winners.
Wow. Come on. Got him.
That ain't going to work.
Bring it. Ford Devon said one wrong thing about dinosaurs, and the stationary showman runs wild with it. How quickly we forget Joe DiCamera struggling to name the primary colors or not knowing how many legs a frog has. Time's yours.
Thank you.
I forgot about the primary colors thing.
Nice work.
I don't think people have forgotten that.
You guys have in-house one of those guys who could replace that NBC voice guy. Battle, the voice of 94WIP. Why doesn't he get any love?
I mean, be his agent, man. Go get him the gig. I'm not looking to hold him back. Battle, go be that guy. Make more money. That'd be great. With that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I've always been jealous of the voice guy on the national level. I mean, honest to God.
The guy that just reads
the
scripts.
It's a great gig.
And makes the millions.
You read it from your basement. I mean, like, it's a total.
You'd be there in your underwear.
Yeah, it's the best gig.
You'd be naked if you want.
Sure.
Millions of dollars.
Probably are.
And you went right there.
So, yeah. Yes, I did. All right, let's go to Rob. Robert.
Yes.
What do you got, buddy?
Talk about Schwarber. If he gets an extension, and if he does, you think he'll be able to stay consistent for however long the extension is for?
It's probably going to be like a JT situation where you get decline near the end of it. I would not give him a four-year deal. Unless the Phillies just want to waste money at the end. I would not give him 4 years. I would be willing to give him 3 years. But, you know, if he's insisting on that fourth year, I'm not signing him. I'm not.
You don't think
you
could have three guys in their late 30s in the lineup.
Unless, let me be clear, unless John Middleton is willing to just eat that $20 million in year four and just say, we'll cut him instead of play him.
And still spend money and not and be like, money. Oh, we're up against the tax or whatever. Yeah.
And that's only John Middleton can answer that question, Rob. But I know this, he's going to decline. And. He's going to be in line for a big payday, man. It's a real conundrum.
He's playing his best baseball. He's
playing great.
This is incredible.
Playing great baseball, man.
He needs to be rewarded. I'm happy to reward him.
Well, me too.
I don't know if that means
business,
overspend.
Man. You're running a business here.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to win championships.
2029 Phillies matter
that's
also.
That's why you pay him.
Because remember this, Bryce is probably going to be lesser
that's
in
what
2029.
I'm saying. Bryce,
Trey's
Trey,
gonna be lesser.
You're going to have three players in their late 30s. Yeah. Three.
You know, Wheeler and Nola are going to be lesser. Like, you got to factor this in. I mean,
they're all going to be making, you know, $30 million a year plus.
Because that was one of the problems. When Jimmy, Chase, Ryan Howard, they all declined around the same time, and you still had all of them.
So
you know,
how long is reasonable for
3 years?
Schwarber?
I think 3 years, too.
3 years. I can't give him four. I mean, assuming the money's not, assuming
Do
the
you
money's
think
consistent.
That
I think
he'll
be
find
more
reasonable?
Than 20 a year.
Look, I was struck by what Ruben said to us on the show last week when he said, you know, he's got ties to the Midwest. He could want to go there. He could want to go here. He could be like, yeah. I mean, that's tricky, man.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think he's given a hometown discount or anything like that.
Nor should he.
Agree. I don't think anyone should.
The way that he's
on
playing,
pace for like 50-something homers.
Yeah, he can set his price to some degree. He's
I mean, guys, there's guys out there making $500 million over the course of a contract. He's going to want $75
million. Guys make
$765
million over the course of a contract.
He is so precious to the nature, the makeup of this team.
I know.
The locker room, the clubhouse, I should say.
All right, Rob, give me an answer for a great scene with an animal.
Donnie Brasco when Sonny Black gives Lefty the lion and they're feeding the cheeseburgers in the back of the car.
What a great movie that is, man. Rob, appreciate the phone call, man. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Cody.
I'm an old schooler, so it's nice to hear your voice going from the Ange, the era to this one. You kind of helped this old guy transition.
Well,
so,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Cody, to be clear, it is her voice, but it's not her.
It's AI.
It's AI.
Well, that's okay.
Rhea, we really could be replaced.
I know.
It's kind of scary.
Why we have to say no all across the board.
Union, be strong!
But just as long as they don't AI you, Joe. I don't know. I don't. I
thank
think
you,
be
sir.
Over.
I appreciate
that. That software doesn't exist.
There's one and only.
Hammer!
Thank you.
Oh my gosh! I'm kind of a casual fan. The Phillies, we just heard Jeffrey, Lurie talk about character and, yep, and what a big deal it is. You know, good people. Does the Phillies have that? You know, we watch character win two Super Bowls along with great people.
I think the Phillies have a lot of character. I think Devin brought up a more interesting point. Do they have personality that
compels?
That pushes them in different spots from time to time. That's either makes it fun or challenging.
Yeah. Like Stubbsy personality.
I mean, look at what Brandon Graham did with the AJ. Well, Stubbs for sure. But look at what BG did with the Jalen AJ thing.
Right.
Like, he shined a light on it.
Yeah.
By the way, he addressed that at the event two nights ago. Because this was the number one question I wanted to ask him. Did you drive to your show that night with the intention of doing that? Did you go there saying, I'm going to do that? He said, no. He said when he was during the show and, heard what had been going on. He knew what was going on. And then the nature of the question came his way, and he was bothered. He was annoyed that it had been going on. And in the moment he made the decision to go there, he did not drive there that night seeking it out.
Well.
But he got it done. I mean, that was a real thing that,
it ended in a positive way.
It
where
did. It,
at the moment, he didn't know that. We all didn't know that. But I think in the long term, it ended up being good for the team.
Big time good. Hey, Cody, we got to turn to right now. Give me a great scene with an animal.
Well, I can't believe you haven't come up with this yet, Joe. I mean, it's Secretariat and the Winning the Belmont by 31.
Well, in a movie or a TV show, we said.
Oh, it's a movie. Secretariat's the movie.
They made a movie called Secretariat.
You know what's so incredible?
It's a great movie.
You know what is so unbelievable about his answer? I watched Secretariat's race in the Belmont last night three different times.
Well, yeah, it was all over Twitter.
It was?
I saw it too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a big. It was going around being like, "This is how great," because of this stuff. It was like, "This is how great Secretariat was."
Got it.
So I saw not just that. I saw just the final like whatever 20 seconds and how far ahead.
Yes.
It's insane. Was it 31?
It's
31?
Beyond. And then with the American flag going.
Yeah, it's insane to actually see.
It's insane. Well, the reason I did though, not because of that. John asked about how big Secretariat was, and I was on a.
Oh, so you just did it independent.
On my own.
That's random.
Yeah.
Wow.
On my own. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer fairly quickly. Great scene with an animal. The Hangover with the tiger and Mike Tyson. Jaws, the opening scene. Jaws, the bigger boat scene. The True Lies scene. I never know how to say it. The Revenant with the
Revenant.
Bear?
Revenant.
Revenant with the bear. The horse with the Godfather.
You never know how
King
to say
Kong.
Revenant?
No. We got to move fast. King Kong. What are we thinking here? I like the tiger and the Hangover.
I like the tiger and the Hangover.
I thought Revenant bear was massive.
Good
too.
James, what are you thinking?
None of those were my answers. Oh. So.
What are you going with?
I would have gone with the Godfather head.
All right. So, Rhea, what do you got?
I like Tiger and Hangover.
Tiger and Hangover has won it. 3 votes. There you go. Hey, Gary, congratulations, bud. You have won Metallica tickets. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Obviously, Phil's later on tonight. We'll be talking about that and more tomorrow on 94. Joe and Hugh. Actually, it's Tom Kelly in for Joe today with Hugh up next.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.